Welcome to the Museum of Minor Incidents, Exhibit Number 12, Holding Your Ground. Walk up the stairs to the exhibition platform and form a group in the center close to a white line on the floor. Look around at buildings surrounding the site. What are they used for? What kind of value do they represent? Turn around and look everywhere. Now you will receive instructions on how to play this exhibit. Some of the instructions will be similar to those of the other players, but some will be just for you. Listen closely and try to do exactly as you are instructed. You are a businessman, specializing in commercial real estate development. Look around you. This area really has a high potential for development, especially parking lots. There are so many people working here that they are in high demand. And compared to the old business shops, they earn a lot of money. You just have to tear down the buildings, and in 10 years, when the economy is fully recovered, you can build something else there. You are here with two of your colleagues. Show a thumbs up. Your colleagues show a thumbs up too. Yay, aren't you motivated? The one who isn't showing a thumbs up sign is a professor that always insists on being part of your meetings. You only tolerate him because he has his way to good connections in the city government. His voice has power. Now choose one of the buildings around you to be demolished and turned into parking lots. Point at the building you would like to see go down. If two of you point at the same building, choose another one. Look at the professor. He always finds a reason to save old buildings. What a nuisance. He just doesn't understand what is important for the city's economy. Look at the professor as he shows you which buildings he would like to save. He will have a hard time against you three. When he loses his temper, you win. That's why he is standing on one leg. Keep a respectful distance and do not touch him. But you can make funny faces to annoy him. If he manages to stay standing on one leg and on the white line for 30 seconds, he keeps calm and you honour his steadiness and save two of the buildings. If he leaves the white line, he saves only one of them. If he loses his balance, you don't respect his advice. Start now. Seconds left. Seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If the professor managed to stay standing upright on one leg the whole time, you agree to save the building he pointed out. If he even stayed on the white line, two buildings are saved. But if not, you don't need to listen to his foolish advice. A man who cannot stand upright does not need to be listened to. Look closely at the buildings that were chosen for demolition. Imagine the destruction crews moving in. Get ready for a big crash. Cover your ears. As the dust clears, look at the transformed urban landscape. Less buildings and more parking lots. Do you like it? The dust has settled. Look at all the cars that are not finding space and all the people that have to walk so far to their offices. You need more parking lots. Choose another building to be demolished. Walk around the platform and point at the next building you would like to see go down. If two of you point at the same building, choose another. Look at the professor who is desperately trying to stay calm. You are sure he will find more reasons to keep the old buildings. Watch as the professor shows you which building he would like to save. Look, he is standing on one leg again. If he manages to stay standing in the same position for 30 seconds, you respect his steadiness and save one of the buildings. This time, he even has to close his eyes. See if you can make him put his foot down by making silly sounds, but do not touch him. Start now. Seconds left. Seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did the professor manage to stay on one leg while you made funny faces and sounds? If yes, you are very impressed and agree to save one building he pointed out. If he even stayed on the white line, both buildings are safe. If not, you don't need to listen to his foolish advice. A man who cannot stand upright does not need to be listened to. Look at the buildings that were chosen to be taken down. The destruction crews are still around. Get ready. As the dust clears, look at the landscape. Even less buildings and even more parking lots. The dust has settled. Everything is much more in order now. People are finding parking and are getting to their workplaces much faster. But what about the future? You know that every economy needs to expand. If we want to be successful, we need to provide space for bigger and better businesses to move in. Choose another building to be demolished. One last time, point at a building you would like to see go down. If two of you point at the same building, choose another. Look, he is standing on one leg again and trying to save the buildings. He is really getting on your nerves. Continue to make funny faces and sounds to mock him. But now, also try pushing him a little to see if he can keep his position. Each of you may push him once. You cannot let this old man on one leg stand in the way of the future. Start now. 20 seconds left. 10 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If the professor managed to stay in one position for the whole time, even though you pushed him and made funny faces and sounds, you agree to save a building he pointed out. If he even managed to stay on the white line, you spare both buildings. But if he touched the ground with his second leg, you can continue to ignore him. Look closely at the buildings that were chosen for demolition. Imagine the destruction crews moving in. Get ready one last extremely big crash. Cover your ears. As the dust clears, look at the transformed urban landscape. One giant parking lot and a few business towers. Can you remember how it looked before? A few random buildings remain that are not generating a profit. To be honest, this wasn't at all what you expected. It really looks quite depressing now. Maybe the professor wasn't that wrong in the end. The professor talks to you again, and this time you really listen. Will he sway you towards his course, or will you stand steadfast and think about profit first forever? Now you stand on the white line, and in a few moments stand on one leg. The professor will have 60 seconds. He will have to make you stumble to change your mind. The game starts now. Forty seconds left. Now close your eyes. The professor will make sounds too. Open your eyes again. 20 seconds left now. Now the professor is allowed to push everyone, but everyone only once. Five, four, three, two, one. The game is over. Did you lose your balance? Then the professor has changed your mind. Destroying old buildings just to build parking lots is not a very honourable way of using a shared space. If you kept your balance, then you still think profit is way more important than everything else. Thank you for playing Holding Your Ground in the Museum of Minor Incidents. Please have a look at your map to find other exciting exhibits.